Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of Dirty After Dark. I'm your boy, your host, Jay Flizzle, Jay Floyd. And for the next hour and some change, we're going to get rough, rugged, and raw like you've never heard before. So sit back, relax, and let yourself go. Forget what you heard, but act like you know. So feels good to be back, all my friends, family, and freaks, to another edition of Dirty After Dark. Once again, I'm your boy, Jay Floyd. Callers, hit me up at 347-857-3969. Once again, 347-857-3969. So this show is actually the second part of a three-part series I like to call Passion, Pleasure, and Pain. So we're in the pleasure category this time on this show. And so we're going to talk about different types of pleasures. I know all my friends and freaks want me to talk about the sexual pleasures, but there's more than that. There's the emotional pleasures, there's the physical pleasures, there's the mental pleasures. And we're going to talk about not only ways to, you know, you can please yourself but to please others, but we're going to also talk about simple pleasures, simple things in life that we take for granted that can put a smile on our face. Pleasure is defined as a feeling of happy satisfaction and enjoyment. And many a times, even myself, I overlook those simple things in life that give me pleasure. It doesn't have to necessarily be extravagant and over the top. It's just the little things that can make you smile and to make you laugh, that give you that warm and fuzzy feeling. So we'll discuss that and much more. I decided to do an extended version of Dirty After Dark because, A, I was gone last week. I was actually in the Tri-Cities, Washington State area. And let me just say, that it was an amazing trip because, if y'all don't know, part of my, you know, when I'm not turning people on with Dirty After Dark, I do have a full-time profession which allows me to travel and see a lot of the country. And this time I was blessed to see southeastern, southwestern Washington State, which I had never been there before. And they call it the Tri-Cities area because it encompasses the Pasco, Richland, and Kennewick, the three cities, which are right next to each other, hence they call it the Tri-City. And I had a great opportunity to get there and meet some wonderful people and just see a different part of the country that I'd never seen. Now, I'd been to Washington State before. I've been to Seattle and Tacoma and Yakima, but I'd never been to this part of Washington. And I didn't know that Washington had a desert of some sort. It was more like an arid desert, not like the Mojave or the Sahara or something like that. It was more like an arid. It had lots of mountain ranges. They were very rocky and hilly. Lots of different landscapes, and it was just so arid, and it was really, really, it was a dry heat, and it was just, but it was amazing to be out there, and it was such rich culture, and a lot of Native American culture that was there hundreds and hundreds of years, landscape that I'd never seen before, so it was very enlightening, and it was just a wonderful experience. I do recommend, I mean, people talk about traveling, but I do recommend that people get out and see places before you can start talking about going to the Caribbean or going somewhere in Europe. You might want to check out some of the beautiful landscapes that we have here in the U.S. You'd really be fascinated and surprised by what you see. There's a lot of beauty here, especially in the Northwest area. There's a lot of beauty here that most people take for granted. I was blessed for the opportunity, and I thank the people that were very nice and hospitable to me while I was there. So I wanted to do an extended show because I wanted to. I didn't get to do it last week because I was out of town. Now I'm back in the A, and I wanted to talk about, like I said, pleasure, but I also want to talk about a few other things. I want to talk about long distance dating. I want to talk about things that men can do before they go on dates, fantasies that women have, fantasies that men have. So there's a lot of things I want to talk about, and hence the extended show. So I guarantee it will be worth every second, okay, my friends, family, and freaks. So before, I just talked about pleasure, and pleasure being defined as a feeling of happy satisfaction and enjoyment. Now, you know, everybody has their own definition and ways to please themselves and to please others, to bring that happy satisfaction and enjoyment. But to achieve those things, you must break from others. You must give yourself an emotional break. You must give yourself a physical break. You must give yourself a mental break. You must give yourself a technological break from things in order to achieve this satisfaction, this enjoyment, this happiness. And I want to talk about breaking away from things in order to achieve this happiness, this bliss, this pleasure. And let's start with mentally. And I do this, and I really recommend that other people do it as well. In order to achieve, now everybody has their different techniques, and I'm not trying to say that what I may do may work for me and may not work for you, but these are just some ideas that you can utilize in order to achieve that bliss, that pleasure, that happiness. So in order to give yourself a break and give yourself mental happiness, you might just want to take some time out to meditate. Now, I've heard people talk about, all the hocus pocus about meditation, but please trust me. to sit down, to find a quiet place and just have inner thoughts and to get to know yourself is life-changing. I picked up on meditation a few years back, and it has been just a movement of just, and even just for 5 minutes a day, just to sit down, find a quiet place, and just relax mentally. You have to, look, when you've had a long day of work, you like to relax physically. Why don't you just relax mentally? Just relax. Find your quiet place, your soft music, and just relax. Also, while you're doing that, do some deep breathing techniques. You'll be surprised when you start to breathe properly. Inhale and exhale. Bring that oxygen in, that carbon dioxide out. You will be, it's like a mental cleansing. Sometimes you want to, you know how I saw, sometimes you want to treat yourself to a spa day? How about you treat yourself to a complete day without financial worries? Put your statements and bills in the drawer, you know, save all that stuff for the next day, and just today, just trust, you know, just sit down and just don't worry about the finances. And I know finances bugs everybody, bugs myself, but you just have to put those away and just get away from that. And trust me, if you break away from that mentally, you will definitely, definitely have that inner peace and pleasure. This is something fun. You might want to just take some time, set aside some playtime for yourself. Be a kid. You know, we're so caught up in the day and day struggles of adult life. It's funny because I have a 13-year-old daughter, and she's going through that teenager, preteen stage, and she wants the grown up. But I told her every day, be a kid, enjoy being a kid. And as we become adults, you've forgotten how to be a kid. Find something you like to do and just do it. Something that's playful, something that's fun, something that's childlike, something you haven't done in years. Do something. Here's another thing I like to do all the time. Go outside and immerse yourself in nature. Nature. I love, love, love to go outside. I love to go walking. I love the outside. Don't get me wrong. You know, I like my quality time inside, but I do love to be outside and see things and to immerse myself with nature. Go outside. There are tons of parks that people don't take advantage of. They're there for a reason, for people to go outside. Indulge in a guilty pleasure. Indulge in a guilty pleasure. You know, would that be go shopping, drink a latte, you know, look at porn. Whatever you do that's sort of taboo-ish, do it. You don't have to do it all the time, but you deserve to have a guilty pleasure every now and then. Another thing, just take some time off from the negative draining people. And I always stress that when I talk to my friends about the negativity and releasing that negativity. Don't bring that negativity into your household. I don't want to bring negativity into my house. I don't want to bring negative vibes and negative people. Sometimes you just got to take a day off. Even if these negative people are family members or close friends or coworkers that you have to deal with on a daily basis, take time off. Shut it down. You don't have to bring that negativity into you and allow that to resonate into your system. Take time off and do things that's going to bring positive energy and positive influence into your life. And lastly, just simply sit down. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes you need to just sit your ass down. You know how your mom and dad and the older people in the life, you say, just sit down. Sit down. You're doing too much. I've heard that saying. You're doing too much. Boy, just sit down. You know, sit down and relax. Don't watch television. Don't read. Don't surf the net. Just sit down and do nothing. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised what you find out when you just sit down and let time just slow down, okay? So those are some of the things you can do to break yourself mentally and find your internal pleasure from a mental standpoint. From a physical standpoint, here are some of the things you can do as well. And I did that, I must confess. I did it before the show. I took a nap. Allow yourself a little extra time, extra sleep. You know, people say you could never get enough sleep. And with a hectic day and a hectic schedule, work and children and life, and sometimes you just need a little extra time for your body, an extra 10, extra 15 minutes. You know, instead of going to get your usually coffee shop in the morning, why don't you sleep in an extra 15 minutes? You'll be surprised how good it feels. This is what I'm doing, I'm very guilty of that. Wow, this thing is, I'm telling you, this must be a blog about myself. Take a day off from exercising. And I'm telling you, fans, I had every intention of hitting the gym today. I said I was going to hit the gym before I did the show. And you know what? I did the first thing I just talked about. I just slept in a little extra. So I'm going to have to make it up tomorrow, but I slept in today instead of going to hit the gym before I did the show. So for all my gym rats out there, my folks who are getting it in physically, sometimes you can take time from the gym. You don't have to hit the gym all the time. Just take some time off. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I got about 3 or 4 minutes. I'm going to talk about some other things. You know, take a break. Find some detox, you know, cleansers, not to detox, just detox you. You're detoxing your mind by meditating. Detox your body. Do some cleansing. Detoxifying cleansers to clean your body out physically. Take a break from alcohol and processed foods and sugars. Trust me, you'll get a cleaner feeling. Go get a massage. Let somebody lay hands on you. Lay hands on you. You know, a deep tissue massage. You'll be surprised. You'll be elated on when somebody massages your body and, you know, releases, you know, just gets rid of all that negativity and tension and stress in your body. People, go take a nap. Go take a nap. Sometimes you just need to go and take a nap. It goes back to what I was saying about sleeping in a little extra. Sometimes you just need to go take a nap. It doesn't mean that you're old. It just means you need to just rest your mind and your body. And another thing, we have missed this. Go take a long, hot bath, especially after you've been working out or just been on your feet all day, a mental, you know, you've been really stressed out. Go take a bath. We as adults have stopped doing that, taking baths, okay? So real quick, and I'm definitely beating to my own drum on this. Sometimes you got to break away from technology in order to find peace and bliss. I'm looking at this because I'd like to do my research before my show, and I'm looking at this and I'm like, damn, I need to really follow these. The first thing you want to do as far as breaking away from technology and finding that inner peace and that pleasure is to wake up and make a conscious decision to spend the first part of your morning tech-free. And I'm not lying, folks. I wake up in the morning, I check my emails, I see what's going on, before I even get out of bed, I'm already checking my phone. Wake up and just spend the first part, don't worry about what's on the phone. Whatever's on there can wait. If they're not calling you, it can wait, you know. Just spend the first part of your morning getting yourself together, and you'll find out if you don't immerse yourself in the technology as soon as you get up, you'll be able to get things done. And that means, you know, turn off the TV, turn off the computer, just wake up and do what you need to do to get to work before you go to work or before you go to school. Another thing, commute without technology. Oh, my God, I can't believe that. You know, we're so hooked into Google Maps and this type of map app and this type of map app that sometimes we just forget to use our natural instincts and just go. You know, a lot of times when I have some free time, I just like to get in the car, and I know this sounds crazy, and get lost. Just drive and get lost. Just go out and drive and just, you know, see different places and different things. So, real quick, another couple things you can do is you can decide to check your email once a day. Woo! Can you, ladies and gentlemen, can you check your email just once a day? Ooh. I'm telling you, it will relieve a lot of pressure in your life. Another thing you might want to do is store your gadgets in a place where you can't see. So when you go to bed or when you want some quiet time, put your gadgets away. Put your pads away, put your tablets away, put your phones away in a drawer where you can't see them, and it's just you, okay? Have a weekend where you don't use your technology. I mean, I know in this society you got to use your technology to get here, to find this restaurant or find this location, but try to just do it the old school way. We used to use maps back in the day, Sam. We used to ask people and say, hey, do you know where this is at? People look at you silly if you ask them for directions now. There was a time when we used to ask people for directions, family. You know, give your technology a bedtime. Do all what you need to do. But when you shut down, let's say you go to bed at 11 o'clock, shut down your technology at 10 o'clock. That way you're powering down that. And you know what? I'm going to really, really start to stick to that. Power down your technology. Just put it away. All right? And just decide for a day that nothing is urgent. Emails, phone calls, text messages. If it's not a life or death situation, it can wait till tomorrow. And I tell you, family, you will change your life. We're so hooked up. We're so intertwined with our technology, our cell phones. I put a quote the other day that I thought was interesting real quick. I said, they call it cell phones for a reason because it's connected to you, almost like a jail cell. It's almost an extra limb, isn't it? We're so caught up in our cell phones and our cell phone technology that we're missing out on life's technology, on life's pleasures. So those are some things you can utilize to find that internal pleasure. We have to break away from these things, family. And I'm telling you, I'm speaking to the choir. I'm truly speaking to the choir because I need to do a better job at it myself. All right, I'm going to try to take my first commercial break. When I come back from the break, we're going to go in. It's the Pleasure Edition on our 924 network, Dirty After Dark. It's your boy, Jay Floyd, and I'll holler at you in a little bit. This is Lemonade!
Take us out of a dark. root of all evil. Goodbye. Every woman and every man. This is a man's world.
I'm back. They Dirty After Dark. It's your boy Jay Floyd coming to you live and direct. Call or take me up at 347-857-3969. Once again, 347-857-3969. Your boy James Brown. It's a man's world, but it ain't nothing without a woman's touch. I tell you, without a woman, they wouldn't. We'd all be dead. Is that without a woman, men wouldn't know how to survive around here. On a side note, I sort of have my little tangents where I go off on a side note. So bear with me. I was just thinking about James Brown. Just thinking about James Brown, and I said, if I had to name five entertainers within the 20th century that were so influential, musical entertainers. Now, there were so many musical influences in the 20th century, but my top five would, and this is no particular order, it would probably be John Lennon. It would probably be Elvis Presley. It would probably be Bob Marley. It would probably be Michael Jackson. And then last but certainly not least would probably be James Brown. Now, granted, we can go on forever. Jimi Hendrix and you know, the list goes on and on. But if I just thought about that today, and I just thought I want to share it with you. If y'all have any, you know, questions, comments, concerns, or complaints, please hit me up at 347-857-3969. So back to what I was saying about this is the pleasure edition of Dirty After Dark in my three-part series, Passion, Pleasure, and Pain. So before the break, I talked about ways to break away from those things so you can find your inner peace and inner pleasure. Now here's things I'm going to talk about real quick, about just simple pleasures, things that we've forgotten that brings us happiness. See, once again, pleasure comes in many forms. It doesn't have to be extravagant or expensive. It can be the small little things that put a smile to your face, make you laugh, make you smile. Smiling is it's a lost art form. People don't want to smile no more. People don't want to laugh anymore. That's what pleasure is all about. So here's some of the guilty pleasures. Some of them you may agree with. Some of them you may not agree with. But I tell you, just by looking at some of them, I am I'm agreeing with most of them. Let's start off with one of them. That warm feeling of sand between your toes when you're at a beach. For all my people who love water, and I'm definitely included, I'm a Miami boy, so I definitely was around beaches and water all my life. There's nothing like going out there as a baby or as a kid, you know, as an adult, going out there and putting your feet in that sand and that water, that cool water and that hot sand. There's nothing like that. That's pleasure. You know, another thing is listening to your favorite music, whether it be jazz, rock, punk, meditation, enlightenment, you name it. Your favorite song. I heard one of my favorite songs today when I went to a store to go get a shirt and tie for an upcoming wedding I'm going to this Sunday, and I heard it, and it just gave me that warm and fuzzy feeling. It gave me that pleasure. Cuddling gives you that warm and fuzzy feeling. When you got that right person, whether you've had a long day or you're just feeling lazy, there's nothing like the right person cuddling up with you, whether it's to watch a movie, whether it's just to talk, whether it's just to listen to some music. Cuddling is a lost form. I might do a show just on cuddling. Anyway, holding hands. People don't hold hands anymore. What's wrong with that, family, that people don't like to hold hands anymore? My daughter and I hold hands all the time. She's got an old soul anyway. Must be a daddy in her. But she has an old soul, and she loves holding my hand. And I enjoy walking down the street holding my daughter's hand. It brings me pleasure. It brings me joy. I could see her 30, 40 years old holding her daddy's hand. She'll probably be helping my ass up, but she'll be holding my hand. That's a beautiful thing when you can hold somebody's hand that you care about. Spending time with people that you enjoy, that you adore, that's a beautiful thing. Whether it be your friends, you know how when you're with your friends or you're with your family or you're with that special person and you just enjoy spending time with them, we can do anything. I don't care what we're doing. As long as we're spending some quality time together, that's all I care about. That's another lost art form. It's quality time with the right person, okay? Another thing, I know this is definitely a lost art form. Getting a handwritten note in the mail. Once again, who does that? Somebody actually took the time and wrote a note and sent it to you. Nobody does that anymore. But I'm sure once you get a handwritten note, it brings you happiness. Tell me, friends, family, and freaks, who doesn't like a beautiful, majestic, magnificent sunrise or sunset. OMG, come on now. Wake up early in the morning and seeing that beautiful reddish, orangish, yellow sun coming up in the morning over a beautiful horizon, or the opposite, seeing how that same beautiful reddish, orange, yellow sun set over a beautiful landscape. That's majestic. That's beautiful. That's relaxing. I know my friends and my freaks like to do this all the time in their car. When you hear that song, we talk about hitting that favorite song. When you know that song that just gives you that feeling, you just want to sing out loud in the car. I see it all the time going to work. Driving down the street, not in my 6'4", but driving down the street, and you see somebody singing in their car, whatever that song is. It could be Anaconda by Nicki Minaj, or it can be something by Mahalia Jackson. But whatever it is, it's got you lifted to where you want to sing it. And we've all done it. We've done it numerous times. People be looking, people pass by you, and you just wailing at it, knowing you can't sing to save your life. But it's something about that that just brings you joy. Those are the simple pleasures I'm talking about, family. Those are the simple pleasures. Another pleasure, people don't do this anymore, but it brings people joy. A good old-fashioned picnic, a good old-fashioned picnic basket or something to go to a park or a nice little sitting area with a nice scenery, sit down with your special someone, your friends, your family, your significant other, and have a picnic. Sit down, eat, drink, be merry, and just being outdoors. Who does that? I know I do. I enjoy a wonderful picnic. I enjoy having that significant other, going out there with that bottle of wine that y'all had picked out, finding some, you know, cheese and crackers or some fruit, finding a nice little quiet place where you can just sit down and just enjoy yourself with some, and don't let me find a way to bring some music out there. Oh, man, it's on and popping. That is a lost art form. Okay? Little things. We're talking about little things that bring pleasure. Little things like helping someone in need. Little things like watching the clouds float by. Come on now, family. Don't tell me that you don't sit around and just let. I looked at a couple clouds today, like like, wow, those are some interesting formations. Yes, we still cloud watch, even in our grown and sexy time. We still like to look at the sky and see how beautiful it is on that clear blue. Sometimes it's that you know how you look up and you see there's not a cloud in the sky. You're like, wow, beautiful. Here are some of the things you like. I know I do, and I'm seeing if you do as well. The cool side of the pillow. Or fresh bed sheets. When you first, come on now, family, work with me now. Work with me, family. This is 924 Network, your boy J. Floyd, J. Flizzle. Tell me, who doesn't like those fresh bed sheets when you just got them out of the dryer and you're putting them on the sheet, putting them on the bed, and they're nice and clean and crisp, and they got that still got that warm feeling to them. You just want to get in bed, don't you? Tell me you don't want to just get in bed. Or you got that cold pillow that's been sitting there, and you lay on that pillow, and that cold side is just, when you put your head on that pillow and it's just cold. Come on now. Tell me y'all don't like that. Who doesn't like snuggling under the covers on a stormy day, a rainy day, a cold day, when it's cold? Now, come on, to all my lovers out there, my friends, my family, my freaks, on a cold, chilly day, when you got that warm, hot body next to you, you got to be out of your mind. You don't even want to get out of bed. You just want to snuggle. You just want to cuddle. You know, all that snuggling and cuddling going to lead to something. But on those cold winter days, there's nothing more enjoyable than snuggling up in bed on the couch. You know, ladies, you probably get me, so you get me on my emotional side. It must be the adult beverages I'm sipping on. You want to get me to watch one of those Notebook/Lifetime Network movies? Let it be one of them cold days. We're all snuggled up. I got my cocoa or my hot tea, and we got some snacks, and we're on the couch, or we're in bed, and we're snuggled up. Please. I might turn into a Lifetime fan. But anyway, see, I can't believe I said that. But anyway, other things that people, simple pleasures that people just take it, don't realize, and they take for granted. A good book. A really good book that you've been, how about this? A good book that you thought that wasn't good, and then when you start reading it, it wound up being great. Those are simple pleasures. A long walk on a cool day. Oh, wonderful. Relaxing in front of a roaring fire. And I tell you, that had a couple of places that had some fireplaces. Please, you got to call it. It's a wrap. Once again, it goes back to that cold day. Blankets, cocoa, hot tea, snacks. Got the fireplace roaring. Got the fireplace going on. If that's not some good snuggling and cuddling time, what is? A few other things, real quick, before I take my break on the better part, the better portion of simple things that people love. The smell of good barbecue. For all my meaties out there, there's nothing like walking into a place where you walk into a restaurant or you go into a cookout and you smell some good-ass barbecue. Damn! Get that hunger. Even if you're not hungry, you start thinking, that smell good. Don't you? Now, here's some things that people may not take for granted. Minty breath. I know. I know people take it for granted, but just somebody would catch some fresh breath, you know. Little things we take for granted. A fabulous bottle of wine, you know, a foot massage. Oh, my goodness, a good foot massage. Seeing a rainbow. Candle lights. Come on now. A good hair day. And I'm bald. And I can appreciate a good hair day. Trust me, family, I got to go cut my hair as soon as I get off this damn radio. So I can appreciate a good hair day. The feeling it gives you, now I tell my people that you want to catch me in a good mood, let me go get my hair cut, or let me get my beard trimmed. Let me get my head shaved, and let me hit the gym. Oh, you can't tell me nothing. You're talking about pleasure on different levels. I love it. So a few more things that bring, simple things that bring pleasure. And it's kind of random, so bear with me. Good customer service on the phone. Let me tell you about something that brought me pleasure today. And I know I need to take my commercial break, but shit, it's my show. So, you know, 924 Network, it's all about, you know, giving that rough, rugged, and raw. I went into two identical store chains today. I went and picked up a shirt and tie for the wedding I'm going to on Sunday. And for the record, I'm going to be looking clean as a bill of health. You better believe I'm going to be looking, please. I'll be hubby material times 10 on Sunday. But anyway, I leave there and go into a store. The store, it's a chain store. It's a discount store to pick up some small convenience items. I walk in there, and the store was so disorganized. It was so messy. It was nasty that I didn't even want to go in there, and I was just getting some random ones and two things. I literally drove back to my house, and the same exact brand store was another mile from my house. I went to that same exact chain, same exact brand. The store was organized. It was clean. It was neat. People were friendly. I even walked in, and there was a woman, you know, pulling the shelves up. That's when you pull the stuff up and organizing it and getting all dressed right, dressed. And I said, I had to come. I said, you know what? I just went to your exact same store a couple of miles away, and it was totally different. And she said, she really appreciates that. But those are pleasures. When you like to walk into a store and it's clean and it's organized and you can get what you want, that's a beautiful thing. Great customer service, that's a beautiful thing. So those are just a few things that guilty pleasures, simple pleasures, I should say. One more real quick, and they brought up some memories. Coming across an old photo that makes you smile. I was looking at some old DVDs, and I came across an old photo of me about, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago. God, I was looking great back then, too. But it's good to look at those old photos from now, every now and then. Little things, my family, little things, simple pleasures that give you that excitement, that enjoy, give you that pleasure. There's nothing wrong with that. Most people take it for granted. Most people don't actually know how to enjoy the simple things in life. So I'm about to take my quick commercial break. When I come back, we'll start to get more into the more physical and the sexual portion of the Dirty After Dark show. You know how I get down. So it's your boy, J. Flizzle J. Floyd, Dirty After Dark. I'll be back.
Tell me how.
Hey, 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 I'm back. Dirty After Dark is your boy, Jay Floyd, Jay Flizzle, coming to you live and direct. It's the Pleasure Show. So I'm going to get to my Dirty After Dark so that all my friends, family, and freaks know how I get down on the physical, sexual tips. So that's not even – but I got a couple of things I want to address as far as random topics that I've gotten from my listeners. They brought it up to my attention. So I like to take care of my listeners. So if they got any questions, comments, concerns, or the complaints, please, please, please let me know, and I will address them. Hit me up at 347-857-3969. Once again, it's 347-857-3969. Now, a couple of things that my listeners have asked me before I get into my Dirty After Dark, the sexual version, was some questions I brought up before, some topics I brought up before, but I just want to reiterate them. One in particular was long-distance dating. And here's my feeling on long-distance dating. Okay? My long-distance dating is, like, I was talking to a young lady, and she told me that far away. And now, we're in the same city. We're in the same metro area in Atlanta. I'm about 30, maybe 40 minutes away. Okay. She said that was too far away. And I was like, well, we are driving distance. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've gotten really spoiled here in the new millennia, in the 21st century. We've gotten really spoiled because people think they can find love and relationships right next door. But even if you did, we live in a society of, especially the grown and sexy, we live in a world where we have careers, jobs, family, friends, obligations, special interests that take away from us seeing each other every day. So even if I did live 5 minutes away, because this individual has children and I have a child and we do work and have our careers and have our own special interests, what's the odds of us seeing each other every day? So whether I live 40 minutes away or 5 minutes away, because we're busy people, we won't see each other every day. This was years ago. I was dating a woman who was literally, it was right upstairs. She was right above me. And we couldn't see each other maybe 3 to 4 times, maybe 3 times a week, maybe. She had 3 children. 2 of her children were involved in extracurricular activities. 1 child was a young child. So and she had to work a full-time job. So imagine dealing with all of that, and she lived right upstairs. And we maybe saw each other 3 times, maybe saw each other 3 times a week. So I know people. So when people tell me I live too far away, if you're driving distance, you're not far away. If you're driving distance, let me put that out there to my friends, families, and freaks again. If you're in driving distance, you're not far away. If I got to catch a plane to see you, then you're probably long distance. If I can drive to see you and we can make arrangements, and people understand that people have careers and lives and things, and, you know, they're part of organizations and go to church and part of this club and that club. So, you know, I tell people I know that I want to get to know and want to get to know me that, hey, I'm a sportsly involved in my daughter's education and her extracurricular softball career. So, and I'm sure, so if you want to get in where you can fit in, we'll have to make time, regardless of whether I'm 5 minutes away or 45 minutes away. I've known relationships that were within the same city, the same state, the same time zone, the same country, the same different continents. I've known relationships that are people that are in different continents. So please, for all my folks talking about 20, 30, 40 minutes away, come on, let's get real. You know, if you really want to spend some quality time with somebody, you can. It's not that serious. You just have to, if you want, just make time. You know, and we're all busy, grown, and sexy adults. You make some time. You set some time aside. Y'all either meet in the middle, you come to him, he comes to you, and you make it happen. So all my spoiled ladies out there and all my spoiled gentlemen out there, y'all need to grow the hell up, okay? Rough, Rugged, and Raw Radio, it's your boy Jay Floyd. So the next thing I want to talk about, yes, ladies, this has been a question that's been brought up. There are, men do have insecurities from time to time. I know. Get this. Even Superman had weaknesses, okay? Even alpha men have insecurities from time to time. And these are some of the, and ladies, I just want to just bring up some of the insecurities that men have from time to time. We don't have them all the time. We just have them from time to time. Okay? Here are some of the insecurities. Of course, our body image. I can speak for myself. Hell, I don't have the body that I did when I was in my 20s, and nor should I. I'm older. My metabolism slowed down a little bit. I still try to work out as much as I can. But we all have body images. Yes, ladies, we do. We still have, men have body images just like you ladies. You know, not everybody can have that six-pack. We can work hard on it, but not everybody can have that six-pack. But we always have body image, you know. Another thing that men have common insecurities about is face and body hair. Thank God, thank you, Lord, that I was blessed. I don't have any body hair. I don't have any body hair. But there are a lot of brothers, my brothers out there. I've seen hair on their back, hair on their stomach. It just is what it is. Some women like hairy men. Some women don't like hairy men. And we have things, you know, and ladies, I'm sure, y'all ladies deal with your facial hairs and hair issues. It is what it is. So men do deal with that. Even alpha males like myself do deal with body hair and facial hair issues from time to time. So it is what it is. It's just a part of life. We just got to deal with it. Certain people deal with their hands and feet. Hands too small. Who did I mess with? I messed with a young lady who said she just had small hands. She thought her thumbs were just too small. Gorgeous. Drop dead freaking gorgeous. Was insecure about her small thumbs. Small thumbs? Are you serious? You're freaking drop dead gorgeous. You got issues with small thumbs. But men do have issues with their hands and their feet. Not everybody's built like an Adonis. This is definitely something. Men do have insecurities about their teeth and their smile. And ladies, I know you are sticklers about that. Unless you are Mike Tyson or Michael, what's my man, the brother, I forgot his name. God, it's on the tip of my tongue. It'll come to me. But the brother who's on the Kelly and Michael show, who has that gap, or maybe Anthony Anderson. Most men are very, or Bobby Brown in some cases, for all the women who out there who was messing with Bobby. Men are very insecure or have insecurity issues about their teeth, whether it be small teeth, overbites, crooked teeth, gaps. What's the J. Cole and his crooked teeth? He said he never wanted to get his teeth fixed. The Crooked Smile, and made a number one hit off of being Crooked Smile. Other insecurities that men have, ladies, that you have to take into consideration: finances. Okay, let's just be real. This is Rough, Rugged, and Raw Radio, 924 Network. Your boy Jay Floyd and Dirty After Dark. Men have issues about finances. Any man of substance and quality has issues about finances. You know, I'm going to be honest with you, ladies. It's difficult being a man, a single man, trying to date. It's difficult financially. You know, a young brother and I were just talking about it yesterday. You can't date. And you know, you got to be a freaking millionaire to date, to actually go out and go on all of these dates. It's financially draining. So you do have insecurities. You do have insecurities about finances, you know. especially when you run up on ladies who are six figures. How many ladies have I ran up on, which I shout out to my ladies, shout out to my entrepreneur ladies that have their own businesses and have their doctor's degrees and just really, really balling, you know. For an alpha man, you know, you support that, but you also have to get yours too. So, ladies, there are times, not that, this is not all the time, ladies. Let me stress this again. This is not all the time. But every now and then, negativity and doubts creep in. We're only human. The same insecurities you may have, we have as well. Okay? Men get insecure about their cars. Yes, that's why so many men project their personality through their cars. Men have a fascination with having the biggest, the best, the flashiest, the loudest, the more bells and whistles, because it kind of negates that insecurity. You know, I'm not gonna lie, ladies. I had a PT Cruiser. I'm gonna say it because it's Rough Rugged and Raw Radio. I had a PT Cruiser about 3-4 years ago. I ain't tripping over it. It was paid for. I ain't tripping over it. It didn't fit me, but I had it. I wasn't insecure about it. Now, my boys clown me about it, but I still had it. I didn't care, you know. But at the time, that was the car I had. People don't wake up to a Bugatti. Well, some people do, but I don't. But that's just being real. Men have a certain, when it comes to their living conditions. And everybody's had situations, well, not everybody, but most people have had situations where they were not comfortable in their living conditions at one time. Some people had to stay with other family members, friends and family. They had to have a roommate. There were times that men have to do things that they don't want to do, you know, have to move back with mama and daddy. It's just certain things that happen in their life where they have to do that. And we're insecure about it, but it's just a part of life, ladies. It's just a part of life. It's temporary. And you shouldn't judge a man for that. Now, if he's been living there for 6-7 years and he done got comfortable, that's a different story. But if he's going through a transition, everybody goes through a transition. So you should be able to accept that and accommodate that and be understanding. It's only temporary. Men do worry about their jobs. Men, you know, what kind of job they got, you know. We have insecurities about our sense of style. I was talking to a young lady recently, and she was like, she really fell for a guy, but he didn't know how to dress. I mean, style is who you are. Men, clothes don't make the man. The man makes the clothes. You can have three different guys in the same outfit, but the way they wear it, and the swag that they generate from it says it all. Once again, clothes don't make the man. It's how the man makes those clothes. Okay? And the last couple of things I want to talk about that men are insecure about are how they measure up down there. I've been asked this so many times. Have you ever measured your penis before? No. I've never put a ruler up to my dick and tried to, you know, see how long it is. No. All I know is, and if y'all need references, let me know. All I know is, it is definitely satisfying to my partner. The women I've been with are not complaining. Never, ever, 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 ever. And I'm not jumping on the stock. I'm not beating on my chest or you know, but as far as he's big and he's small, hey, that's up to interpretation. I'm not going and looking at how big a dude, you know, whose penis is. But we do have insecurities about that shit. Not everybody can be porn stars, and not all porn stars got big dicks. So, and the last thing that men have insecurities about is their sexual performance. Yes, ladies, we think about how we want to please you, how we want to perform. You know, it's funny because we're with a beautiful woman and a man is like, damn, she's sexy. Oh, my God, I want to try to fulfill all her pleasures. I want her to enjoy. And this is how men think, ladies. Let me tell you, men want you to enjoy them. So they want it. So you want to have more sex with them. So, of course, we're going to try to put it on you. We want to try to do the around the world. We want to try to do the reverse this and reverse that. And we want to try to do all these different positions and do all these different things because we want you to enjoy our sexual pleasures and want to come back for more. So we are a little insecure if we're not putting it down in the sexual category. We are insecure. It's just a part of life. I'm sure this applies to ladies as well. So ladies, understand that we men have our insecurities. They're temporary. And a true alpha male, see, here's the thing about an alpha male. A true alpha male knows how to handle his insecurities, build on his insecurities, and move on from his insecurities. But as an alpha male, we're going to go through insecurities, whatever realm, money, finance, sex, appearance, we're going to go through that. But it's how you handle that what separates you from the average man and a gentleman. Okay, ladies? So keep that in mind. So my last question, somebody came to me and says, how do men get ready for going out on a date? Or what are some of the things that men do? Because they found out that men are just so not equipped, not ready to go out on a date. Now, ladies, you got to understand. Please understand. And I get this all the time. I get asked, hey, where are we going? Well, I like to, personally, and this is just my opinion, I like to accommodate to the woman. This is me. I'm accommodating. So I ask, hey, you want to go on a date? I say, great, okay. Where and what time? Okay, well, let's compromise on the time. Let's compromise on where we're going to do. When are we going to do it? What we're going to do? And then we got to figure out a venue. Now I like to be in a place that's closer to her because I'm more accommodating to her. So if she lives on the other side of town, I don't have a problem traveling. Okay, now granted, I don't particularly know that area as well as you do, so let's find a restaurant or a bar or a cafe that you're comfortable with. Okay, so that's what I like to do. But that's come across as, you know, not being assertive enough, but I'm accommodating. So ladies, men are trying to find the balance of being assertive but being accommodating. So what we want to do is do our research, okay? I like to get on Google and do my research. I like to find out what's going on. If we're, you know, there's a couple of restaurants in the area, da 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 da. Then I like to find an appropriate venue. Okay, not everybody likes to go to certain things, fellas. You can't take the same female. You cannot take the same female to the same spot you go to all the time, because not every woman's going to appreciate that, brothers. Okay, not every brother is going. Not every lady is going to appreciate that. All right? So find out things that she likes to do. You know, it's as simple as going to a coffee shop or going to get a sundae, or she may want to do something fun and exciting, or she just may want to go to dinner and a movie. You have to find out what she's interested in. And as brothers, here's another thing, fellas. Don't try to outdo. Don't overdo the outfit. Okay? Dress appropriately for the situation. If you're going to a five-star restaurant, wear a dinner jacket. Wear a collared shirt. If you're going to a five-star restaurant, if you're going to a nice restaurant, if you're going to a five-star, wear a collared shirt, a dinner jacket. If you're going to, yes, fellas, let me stop you right there real quick. Brothers, you need to get you a dinner jacket and at least 3 to 5 fellas, once again, the mature classic man needs to have at least 3 to 5 suits. And I said 3 because you got to have a business suit. You got to have a social going out suit. I'm sorry, a business suit, a social going out suit, and you got to have a wedding slash funeral suit. You got to have at least 3, okay? So all my brothers out there, and I talked about this before, you better get your suit game up. A dinner jacket, at least a dinner jacket, my brothers. So if you're just going to a restaurant, fellas, wear a collared shirt. Everyone from a polo to a button-down, go get you a collared shirt. What's wrong with that? But depending on, if you're doing something outdoorsy, now here's where you can get away with it, fellas. If you're doing something outdoorsy, if you're going to do something that's going to be require you, you know, exercising or doing some movement, then you can get away with just a, you know, a graphic shirt or classic something if it's comfortable to you. But don't overdo it, bruh. All right? If it's a movie, wear a clean shirt. You know, if you're going to a play or you're going to a show, wear a collared shirt. Come on, man. And for the Lord of love of God, stop wearing baseball caps in restaurants. I saw a brother on Sunday rocking a baseball. Why is it? I mean, this is a very nice restaurant. Why are you rocking a baseball cap? If you got issues with your hair, which we do have the hair issues, come on, man. Either cut it off or go get your hair cut. You shouldn't be rocking a baseball cap in a nice restaurant. First of all, I was taught not to wear hats indoors anyway, but that's me. So, real quick, as far as going on dates, fellas, clean yourself up. Clean yourself up, which goes back to get your hair cut, get your beard trimmed, go take a shower, put your smell good on, brush your teeth. If I got to tell a man to brush his teeth, that's absurd. Another thing, clean your damn car. Clean your car. Especially if you're picking her up, your car needs to be clean, bro. It could have just rained. At least clean out the inside. It's a sunny day, wash your car. And here's another thing. I didn't know this. Make sure your gas tank is full. You know what I mean? That's funny. You're driving around and your gas tank on E. She may not want to. You know how you get to a place and you may not want to. Y'all decide y'all don't want to go there, so you got to go somewhere else. No woman wants to put a pause on a date because you got to go get some gas. Think about that. A few more things. Make sure you can afford to go on the date. Okay, fellas, once again, make sure you can afford to go on the date. If the date is not financially feasible, then don't go on it. This is something I had to tell. This is no lie. I did this years ago. I told a young lady, I said, look, I want to go on a date with you, but right now, my money's not right. I haven't got paid yet. She did, and to be honest with you, she didn't take that into consideration. She wanted to go to a new Mexican restaurant that was a nice little upscale Mexican restaurant. And at the time, my money was not, or as my boy like said, the money was funny. My money wasn't where it needed to be. So I told her that, being honest and open. She didn't take that into consideration. And I guess the conversation or the relationship ended, her loss. But it is what it is. If you can't afford to go on a date, then go on a damn date. Pimping? That's pimping 101. Another thing, prepare for unexpected circumstances, my brothers. Prepare for it. Things happen. Things change at the drop of a dime. I've been on a date, and something, and the woman I was on a date with was worried about her child. Her child was going out and worried about her child. So we had to cancel the date and go back to the house and take care of the child. So be prepared for unexpected circumstances. It's going to happen. The last thing, bro, check your breath. Check your breath. I keep gum with me. Check your breath. Okay? Take a pack of mints with you. Drink some water before you talk to your date. Okay? Nobody wants that drunk breath. Oh, nobody wants that stank breath smell. Nobody wants that, man or female. I've had women who turn me off because their breath was stank. And last but not least, brothers, I'm telling you, I swear I should have been a pastor. I keep a handkerchief with me at all times because you never know what venue you may arrive to. It may be hot. You may be sweating. You may be nervous. Always bring, you never want to see them. What's that old saying? Never let them see you sweat. No date. Nobody wants to see you sweating. Bring a handkerchief, okay? So those are some of the issues that I addressed for my callers issues real quick. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and I'm going to really get into the sexual pleasures and fantasies. I'm going to do that. I want to thank everybody who's listening to my extended version of Dirty After Dark, and I really appreciate that. And much love, and I will see you in a second. Dirty After Dark is your boy, Jay Floyd. Everybody for listening in on this extended version of Dirty After Dark. It's your boy Jay Floyd. Callers can still hit me up at 347-857-3969. And we're going to get it in, at least for the next 10 to 15. So, pleasure. And I will save the ladies for last. Fantasies. Ladies, men have fantasies. You know, and fantasies are just that. They are wild, wild pleasures that may or may never happen. Okay? They are who they are. Men fantasize about sex a lot. But you'll be surprised what we fantasize about. Okay? Men and sexual fantasies are like fish and water. They're synonymous. We've always had fantasies, sexual fantasies. And here are some of the things. Now, ladies, just because we have these fantasies, let me put the disclaimer out there. And this is going to apply to the ladies as well, brothers. But just because we have these fantasies does not mean we want to achieve these fantasies. They're just fantasies. They're just mental stimulation. That's all it is. Now, whether you go out and get these fantasies is a different story. But it is, there's nothing wrong about fantasizing. It's perfectly healthy, perfectly safe. Now, if you go out and as certain fantasies, you go out and try to achieve them, then you can start to get into some issues. But these are just fantasies. I had to put that disclaimer out there real quick. The first fantasy that men love and have always talked about, you'll get 9 out of 10 men talking about it, is the threesome. That's right. It will stay on the top of the list forever and a day. Men, heterosexual men, love the fact of a threesome. Two hot women, one man, two vaginas, one penis. It's the ultimate guy's phenomenon. We love it. Whether it ever happens or not, we still love it. Now, as a man who's been a part of the threesome, two women and one guy, it's a lot of work. Fellas, let me tell you, it's a lot of work. It ain't easy. It ain't easy. Let me tell you, it's a lot of work. You got to be on top of your game and what one person likes, the other person doesn't like, but you got to, it's a lot of work. It's not just you laying there and letting them fulfill your fantasies. They want to get their fantasies fulfilled too. So, but it is the top of the list. Men love it. That's the one thing that I guess men would try to go after if all the fantasies to have a threesome. Men want their, and they usually want their woman and another woman. That is the threesome way. The second thing that men fantasize about is we're going to say it, is prostitution. The paid escort, the chick that, the hooker. Ladies, let me tell you, it is the world's oldest profession. All right? Now, you got to understand that, you know, that is the world's oldest profession, and, you know, prostitution does come with STDs, but it's a fantasy. It's a fantasy, okay? If y'all think that a man's fantasy of banging a hooker is disgusting, it probably is from a woman's perspective. But from a man's perspective, it's erotic. A hot chick, I mean, I don't particularly have it, but I don't particularly think that's a fantasy of mine, but to each his own. Another thing that men have fantasies about, role-playing. And you ladies have it too. Come on, the doctor, nurse, the cop and the lonely housewife or whatever the situation is. Men love role playing. We love it. We fantasize about it. Come on. Men love, whether it be the nurse or the cheerleader, come on, or the schoolgirl. Come on. Guys have always talked about the hot Catholic schoolgirl with her shirt tied in a knot, wearing that hot skirt. Men created that phenomenon. Women have perpetuated it, but men have created it. Men love role play. We love another fantasy we like. We like women that are off limits, the women we can't have, okay? The women that we try, but they don't give us, we fantasize about it. The women that are off limits, the hot teacher that's your son's teacher, or the woman that's at your church, or the coach's wife that they teach you. You know, some, the off limits chick has always been the hot chick. That's extremely attractive. Now, that's a fantasy, ladies. It's a fantasy, but it is. What men think about? We think about the off-limits woman, the woman we can't have. The erotic location is always hot. Come on. The sandy beach, the winter cabin, you name it. The on top in a hot air balloon, a beach resort, a parking lot, a club, you name it. Men always think about exotic locations to have sex. It just is what it is. Those are just some of the things that men think about when we fantasize. And, ladies, it's part of what it is. Now, ladies, I'm learning new things on myself. here are some of the things that a report came out and said that women enjoy as far as what women consider as their top 10 fantasies. Not in particular order, it's being a stripper. You know, and that's funny. I've heard so many ladies talk about taking stripper classes and learning how to work the stripper pole. You hate, not to say you hate, but you dislike, you don't dislike the stripper. It's not necessarily your profession, but you do find her erotic. And it definitely turns her, your man on, so I'm sure you would find appreciation for the stripper because there's so many housewives that want to be strippers as opposed to strippers that want to be housewives. The role reversal. I didn't know that women had a fantasy about the role reversal. I think Usher came out with a song like that. I forgot the name of the song, but women have this fantasy of having a man's shoes. I mean, being in a man's shoes. I guess it's always been, I thought this is really sexy too, having a woman, you know, wear my boxers or to wear my big T-shirt or something like that. And that's real sexy, real sexy. So there's nothing wrong with the woman wanting to be in control, okay? That's a wonderful fantasy. Another fantasy that women, now this is not all women. I'll put the disclaimer out there like I did for the men. This is not all women, and this is not all your fantasies, and that doesn't mean that you women are actually going after this. It's just a fantasy. Group sex. Men love to dream about good threesomes, to dream about this voyeuristic, erogenous, just group sex thing. And hey, I'm all for it. You know, that's kinky. That's hot. Women have this thing about gorgeous women. See, women can appreciate a gorgeous woman. Men have that male machismo. We don't want to appreciate a good-looking man. But women have a thing about a good-looking woman. They'll appreciate the Beyoncés and the Angelina Jolies and the woman who take care of their bodies, and they appreciate that. So that fantasy of being with another woman, I could see that from a woman. Another thing is women have a thing about being an exhibitionist, you know, showing their boobs or public flashing or public displays of affection. It's a bit of fantasy. These are the two fantasies that I've really found appealing real quick, is being the submissive and being the dominant. Women do like to get kinky. And when it comes, sometimes women fantasize about being submissive to their mate. That's nothing wrong with that. On the flip side, there's a role reversal. Women like a submissive man. It depends on their fantasy. They want to dominate a man, especially when you got, like in a case of you have a very powerful woman on the outside, she might want to be submissive on the inside, or a very submissive woman on the outside who wants to be dominant, to each his own. And the last couple of fantasies are basically the stranger sex, that guy, that stranger in my bed. I think Tamia came out with it. There's a stranger in my bed or something like that. But that's kind of hot. And the last one, which was kind of freaky to me, was the rape fantasy, where it's just a man just takes it. Now, I don't know about all that, but if that's your fantasy about a man taking it. Now, there are some times that you want a man to be aggressive with it, to be controlling and just be aggressive. And now there are many a times that I've been in a relationship that a woman just wanted me just to rip off her clothes, throw her down, and fuck the shit out of her. Okay. I guess if that's the fantasy you want to play, then no problem at all. Shit. There are some times that I would tell a female, as soon as you hit the door, get naked. That's more of a submissive one. But then, or as soon as you hit the door, it's on. So that's my rough, rugged, and raw. But I will tell you, I have had a wonderful time here. I've actually put on a wonderful hour and a half long show talking about pleasure, male pleasure, female pleasure, talking about pleasures of the mind, pleasures of the heart, pleasures of the body, pleasures of the soul. And I just want to say thank you for everybody for listening and tuning in to another edition of Dirty After Dark. It's your boy J Floor, J Flizzle. And just know that I'll also be doing some political shows and some sports shows as well on the 924 network. So just look out for those. You know, I got a couple of guys that want to do some political stuff, and a few of them want to talk about some other things. So the fall season of the 924 network is definitely going to pick up. I got a lot of new shows coming out, so be on the lookout for that. You know, make sure you tell everybody, tell a friend, tell them about the 924 network, Dirty After Dark, your boy J Floyd, J Flizzle. You can hit me up on Facebook, on 924 Network. Hit me up on Twitter, the 924 Network. Hit me up on Blog Talk, 924 Network. If you need to email me, hit me up at 924 Network Talk Radio. So I got a lot of things going on, but I want to thank everybody for listening and tuning in. And you know what? I will definitely. I'll talk to y'all later. So stay sexy, okay? I'll talk to you later. Peace.